Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you have found the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, the Radio Thrift Shop is homemade and homegrown radio. From a DJ who doesn't know the rules and can barely announce anyway. Yep, I admit it. We dig into my musical themes and musical archives here at the Thrift Shop. We listen to 45s, 33s, LPs, scratchy 78s, even cassettes and compact discs. Checking out rock and pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library, easy listening, and just about everything else that I can dig out of the crates. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Thank you for joining me on this musical journey.
You had, why would you want to give more? The more more that you give, well, the more it will take. Break the thin line which you really can't face. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. The original 7-inch vinyl single version of Down Under by Men at Work. And before that, we heard a band called Jugs with a cover of Grateful Dead's Fire on the Mountain. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop, program number 577. Now, sometimes, in addition to music, we also listen to documentaries related to radio, and coming up very soon in this hour, we're going to be hearing WHER 1000 Beautiful Watts, Part 1, the story of the first all-woman radio station in the United States. So please stay tuned. That's coming up in about 10 minutes.
This is Bird Note. What are these strange clicking sounds? Is this a secret message in Morse code? They're the calls of a male buff-breasted sandpiper courting a female on their breeding grounds far north of the Arctic Circle. He raises his wings, flashing their silvery white undersides as he sings his clicking serenade. A bit smaller than a robin, the buff-breasted sandpiper is strikingly handsome. Rich, tawny brown overall, with dark markings on the back and the light-colored breast for which it's named. And it's a shapely bird. Fine. Delicate, almost. It'll spend much of the year on grasslands in Argentina, migrating to the Arctic in late spring for breeding, then heading south again in late summer or early fall. In the lower 48, September's a good time to look for this long-distance traveler. During migration, they show a distinct preference for grassy expanses such as pastures and rice fields. Buff-breasted sandpipers are one of our scarcest shorebirds, and they face threats from pesticides and the loss of habitat. Joint conservation among the U.S., Canada, and Argentina under the Migratory Species Convention could greatly benefit this bird. But even small actions, like supporting growers of organic rice, can help secure the future of a threatened species, like the buff-breasted sandpiper. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
We're playing the most variety from the past century of recorded sound. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop. We'll be right back.
Now the light fades out, and I wonder what I'm doing in a room like this. There's a knock on the door, and just for a second I thought I remembered you. I'm alone and I can think for myself about little deals and issues, things that I don't understand. The white light at night or slight touch at times. I don't think it meant anything to you.
One of my all-time favorite cover tunes, Reverend Parsley and Our Friends Electric. Before that, the band Sunbear with Let Love Flow. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, letting the radio waves flow. We're going to tune in now to a documentary on the first all-women radio station, WHER, 1,000 Beautiful Watts.
Radiotopia.
Welcome to Fugitive Waves.
From
it cost me
a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my mind.
Our studios were in the third Holiday Inn that was built in the world. I wanted to be in the Holiday Inn because it was just something about it. Such a real new concept.
Well, we had a little tiny reception office, just itty bitty. The sales room, my word of honor, was 42 inches wide.
The little studio had a name. It was called the Doll Den.
Oh, yes, the Doll Den. That was the one where the sales were.
It was pink and purple in very delicate colors. It was decorated and painted like a dollhouse.
Propaganda was the newsroom. Equipment was bras and panties and hose.
We had a little clothesline. They had all the little unmentionables. Just something to make a little fun thing. And people come up and they say, oh. The other stations thought we were nuts. You know, I mean, they didn't do anything even close to what we were doing.
It wasn't anything but fun. That's what it was. But now, don't take me wrong. It was serious business, too. It was a great challenge to us, and we took it seriously.
Today on Fugitive Waves, episode 32, part 1 of WHER, 10,000 Beautiful Watts, the first all-girl radio station in the nation. This episode is sponsored by MeUndies. I love that part of WHER, and you'll be hearing more of it, where they talked about decorating the studio with unmentionables. I think things have come a long way since those days of unmentionables. Here we are mentioning MeUndies. 90% of your life is spent wearing underwear, so why would you spend it in anything other than a pair of MeUndies? MeUndies is committed to making the world's most comfortable underwear, 2 times softer than cotton. They fit perfectly and keep you cool and are made from sustainably sourced fiber from Austrian beechwood trees. They have women's underwear, tanks and slouchy socks and beautiful briefs and men's French terry sweatshorts. They're offering 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/waves. If you don't love them, your first pair is free. Again, that's 20% off your first order of the world's best underwear at MeUndies.com/waves. And Fugitive Waves is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform. This weekend was Open Studios in Santa Cruz, where I live. Lots of artists opening up their houses for people to take a look at their work. 3 people that I bumped into brought up out of the blue Squarespace. I didn't bring it up, I promised. It turns out that they are designing their sites using Squarespace as their website platform. There's a jeweler, a painter, and a friend who's designing a site for a great shop in town that sells surfboards and outdoor gear. Every one of them said, it's easy. They've got lots of great templates. The sites look clean and simple and really capture what each of these people is trying to communicate through their site. They were pretty thrilled when I told them that Squarespace sponsors Fugitive Waves and that they could use the offer code WAVES to get 10% off their first purchase. You can too. Just visit squarespace.com and use the offer code WAVES. And thanks to MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork.
Welcome to Fugitive Waves. Lost recordings and shards of sound, along with new tales of remarkable people from around the world. We're the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva.
In 1997, Davia was in Memphis, working as a casting director for Francis Ford Coppola's film The Rainmaker. She was on the set and standing next to this guy with great hair, as she describes it, and they were talking about music and food, and she began telling him about this new project we were working on, Lost and Found Sound for NPR, about how recorded sound impacted the 20th century and about sound hounds and people who really made a difference in sound. The guy just looked at her and he said, well, you've got to meet my dad, and you've got to meet my mom. His dad turned out to be Sam Phillips, the man who first recorded Elvis Presley, Howlin' Wolf, Johnny Cash, and so many other greats on Sun Records. And his mom turned out to be Becky Phillips of WHER, the first all-girl radio station in the nation. In 1955, after Sam Phillips sold Elvis's contract, he used the money to start WHER. Over the years, Davey and I have tracked down more than 20 of the women who worked at the station during its 17-year history. We've interviewed them and spent a lot of time with them. These little-known pioneer women broadcasters have become our dear friends and mentors. Many of them have passed on since we recorded them. We also found the WHER record collection, thanks to Becky Phillips. The music throughout the story comes from that collection, a collection she preserved for years and years. Now, in honor of the 60th anniversary of the station's first broadcast, we bring you part one of WHER 1,000 Beautiful Watts.
Good morning. This is WHER Radio, America's first all-girl radio station, Memphis, Tennessee. WHER 1430 kilocycles with full power of 1,000 watts as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. We cordially invite you to stay tuned to WHER Radio all day, every day.
When we signed on October the 29th, 1955, the thing was nobody knew that we were going to be all girl. Each girl thought she was going to be the only girl on the radio station. Dottie Abbott, who I hired as general manager, I told Dottie, and she almost shouted, "I don't believe you, Sam. I know you're crazy, but you're not that crazy." You know, I mean, she was just beside herself. You were invading man's territory. I mean, you were supposed to be a guest or something if you're going to do anything as a woman on radio.
This is WHER Radio, America's first all-girl radio station for sparkling, bright music.
I'm Becky Phillips, and I was one of the original WHER girls. At the first, Dottie Abbott was experienced. Marion Kiesker was experienced, and I had been in radio. The other girls were mostly new, like Barbara Gurley and Bobby Stout. And
my wife, Becky, that's how I met her in radio. We were both kids in high school. Worked part-time at a little station in Alabama, our hometown. I'm Sam Phillips, and I'd wanted a radio station all my life. Radio, to me, it's a living thing.
My name is Betty Berger. My career started in 1956 when I went to work for WHER. Sam's wife, Becky, has a beautiful radio voice. And I think Sam recognized that, thinking, well, what would that sound like? Women playing records and music and talking and saying commercials and doing the news. That's different.
There just weren't many women's voices back then. Maybe some of the radio stations would have one woman who worked there.
WREC's charming women's reporter, Kitty Kelly.
We have with us in the studio one of the greatest living musicians, and I think one of the great musicians of all time, Mr. Sigmund Romberg. Good morning, Mr. Romberg.
Kitty, you are flattered. Really, I mean, you flatter me very much when you say I'm one of the greatest living composers. Of course I'm living. I love to live.
Wonderful. If you would, we'd like to know a little bit about your outlook on music in this country.
Tell me, did you ever explain to the listening audience that you have a wonderful smile, that you have blonde hair, and you have a red head on now and everything?
No, I didn't.
Why didn't you?
Because I think the people that come to our microphone are much more interesting, and especially you.
But wait a second, darling. I mean, I'm interested in you now. The smile and the twinkle in your eyes. Tell me, Kitty, are you married?
No, I'm not, Mr.
Well, Robert. Now, wait a second. Now, tell me, Kitty, how long are you in Memphis now?
Oh, all my life. But if I may say so, if you want to talk about me, I'd like to tell you of a very important part that you and your music played in my life.
Don't rush me, Kitty. Now, how long are you in Memphis?
Well, Mr. Romberg, I've been here quite a long time.
Country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard an "Oh, beg your pardon." Suddenly, I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed dream.
I think when I went down there to work for WHER, there was one lady in Memphis who worked on the air in radio. And then all of a sudden, there we were, a whole handful of us. This is Janie Joplin. It seems like every job I ever had, I had earphones on. I started out when I was very young working at the phone company. I worked in a long line of ladies sitting in a high chair We would sit with a little plug in our hand and look for a red light. And when it came on, we'd plug in and say, long distance. My name at the time was Vida Jane Joplin. And Dottie said to me, now we've got to decide what to call you. We cannot have an announcer on the air called Vida Jane. Maybe it just sounded a little too old-fashioned. Vida Jane sound a little too Southern, surely. You weren't supposed to sound really Southern. You just were not supposed to be drawling. You were supposed to talk radio talk. Pronounce all your I and G's and put the S's where the S's ought to be at the end of the word. I had to practice to be on the air.
When I started on the air, I was Wanda Martin. I was hired to be a DJ. So I started studying for my third class engineering license. The FCC would send men here from Washington to give the test. So I walked in, there were about 50 men in this room, and they said, Wanda, what are you doing here? You'll never pass it. And I thought, they're probably right. I was so fearful. However, the night before, I said, Daddy, I have studied this, but it is totally foreign to me. I have been hired to do this radio show. If I don't pass the test, and he said, honey, sit down. We'll make sure you pass that test. So he went through the whole book asking me questions. He said, you've got it aced. You know it.
There's more to the job of girl announcer than what you hear from your radio. The girls pick their own music, run their own control board, plus looking after our remote control transmitter here at our studios. We have to take and log all transmitter readings every half hour, as well as keep a program log.
It was this guy that I had read about in the paper who had started this unusual thing, never heard of before, an all-girl radio station. So I had an idea to do a shop for men only, a very uptown place where you could buy unusual things. You wouldn't have to go to New York. That was my idea in 56. I called Sam Phillips at Sun Recording Studios. I asked him for an appointment. He gave me one. A friend and I, Barbara, Miss Tennessee for the Miss Universe contest. Barbara and I put on our hats and our modeling outfits, as you looked in those days. Sam said that he didn't know anything about the retail business, but he would be glad to talk to me about coming to work for the radio station. And he would take me over to meet Dottie Abbott. He had this long blue convertible with the fish fins on the back that looked so big and long. So he had the top down, beautiful day, and we drove to WHER and introduced me to Dottie. I got the job. It was just like a fantasy world for me.
We took people that had, just like I did with Memphis Recording Service and later on Sun Records, that had no experience whatsoever. And you were in a big market at that time. Memphis, Tennessee was a big market even in the 50s.
WHBQ Times Center News from Memphis.
Radio Memphis, WMPS, the station that gives you all the latest news on time, all the time.
Before I went to work for WHER, I worked for WDIA, which was the world's first black radio station. But I worked there as a copywriter. I was not an announcer. No white people as stars. They were all black.
Let me tell you about a biscuit baptizing.
This is Donna Barlett. I remember in particular the flour ads, and I wrote the spots.
You bake your biscuit with Martha White's self-rising flour with hot rice. You got it?
And the reason I went there is that I wanted to be on the air, and I knew I could never be on the air at DIA.
11 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Tonight I know the kiss we share is sweet beyond compare, but will it stand the test? Of time.
70 degrees under partly cloudy skies. This is WATR Radio in Memphis, the first station in the nation to feature all-girl radio personalities. 1430 on your dial.
WHER, 1,000 beautiful watts. Keyed to women. Studios in beautiful Holiday Inn and 72 South 3rd Street. Hello. My name is Kimmons Wilson, and I'm founder of Holiday Inns in Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. There's a boy named Sam Phillips. He's the guy that discovered Elvis and Johnny Cash and a half a dozen other real big stars. He came to me. He had heard that I was a guy that would take a chance on most anything. Said, Kimmons, I got an idea. I want to build an all-girl radio station. So he told me he could get this station built and put on the air for $25,000. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you the $25,000, and when we get it on the air and I get all my money back, you own half of it.
I didn't have enough funds to build it and buy the equipment and everything without it encumbering some records. I sold Elvis and signed a contract in October of 55, and we went on the air October 29.
We got a lot of pre-publicity out of that because it was an all-girl station, and we had sense enough to hire some good-looking girls. And I said, don't want to pay anything but love music. A man singing to a lady, a lady singing to a man.
It cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my mind.
Our studios were in the third Holiday Inn that was built in the world. I wanted to be in the Holiday Inn because it was just something about it. Such a real new concept. Kimmons Wilson. And he said, by the way, I've got a place that I think it'll just work real fine if you want to look at it. We put more radio into the smallest place. There was not one inch wasted. Well, it didn't have an inch to waste.
My forte was space planning, which I called decor by Denise, interior design. I couldn't believe it. This little slot of a room, where we had a little tiny reception office, just itty-bitty. The sales room, my word of honor, was 42 inches wide.
The little studio had a name. It was called the Doll Den.
Oh, yes, the Doll Den. That was the one where the sales were.
It was pink and purple in very delicate colors. It was decorated and painted like a dollhouse.
Propaganda was the newsroom. Equipment was bras and panties and hose.
We had a little clothesline that had all the little unmentionables. Just something to make a little fun thing. And people come up and they say, oh. The other stations thought we were nuts. You know, I mean, they didn't do anything even close to what we were doing.
It wasn't anything but fun. That's what it was. But now, don't take me wrong. It was serious business, too. It was a great challenge to us, and we took it seriously.
This is the Donna Bartlett Show welcoming you to another hour of easy listening music, wake up music, drive to work music, keep you company music on the all-girl station. You say you got troubles. You say your problems are getting you down.
I ain't gonna get those Sunday blues no more.
We were lady disc jockeys. And we did an occasional newscast. I mean, you were queuing up a record with the right hand, and you were pushing the tape button with the left hand, and you were getting a remote come over the telephone line. We'd go and do a remote, and like the Mid-South Fair. We got a lot of attention, just because we were a bunch of women banded together. Because we were so new and different, people invited us to everything. We got invited to every party in town.
Here's a Monday morning beauty offer you simply can't afford to turn down, girls.
Music, glamour, homemaking, and news. WHER 1,000 Beautiful Watts.
100% human hair wiglet for just $6.66.
Dottie Abbott, she was the one that was really the heart of the radio station. She was our boss.
Dottie Abbott drove convertible all the time, so did I. We would go to Nashville to the DJ conventions. We would be the most popular gals there. We were the only two. Dottie wore black dresses. She walked around all the time with cigarette dangling in her lip and ashes all down the front of her dresses.
And she would put a cigarette between her teeth and she would tell us, I want you girls to get out here now and sell some time. And she'd be straightening her blouse and she had big boobs and she would always be pulling at her girdle.
Dottie Abbott, she was a very career-oriented lady and did not have any children. Dottie never married. I don't know why, she just never married.
Some of us were married and some weren't, and some were separated for a while.
Are you a young woman without a job or a skill? Girls between 16 and 22 are training for careers in health, clerical, and food service occupations.
For most of the time that I was working at WHER, my husband and I were not living together. And I had a bunch of kids, three girls and two boys, and on Saturday when I had to go in, I'd take them and I'd park them in the lobby and say, sit.
I had to get up real early in the morning because I did the opening show. And the reason I did that was because I had school children. I wanted to be home when they were home from school. I would never have gone to work had I not found a need that I really needed to go to work. Otherwise, I would have been content to stay at home. But I just love helping bring home the bacon.
My name is Rena Franklin, WHER, 1956 through 1958. Mantovani came to Memphis. I remember interviewing Mantovani. I've been trying to remember, where did I hear about WHER that I called and asked for a job? I had been doing Romper Room. The show got canceled, and I was left without a job. You tried to get music that went with your time of day. Being record librarian, that was my job, was to listen to all the music. Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, June Christie. People sent us rock and roll music, of course, and we would get rid of it. And when I did the jazz program, I used Dave Brubeck's Take Five. And I think at that time, there certainly wasn't any other jazz program in Memphis.
I didn't want anybody to think that we were building this radio station to promote Sun Records. Now, believe me, I love rock and roll. I loved it then, and I love it now. But I knew the concept we had for this station, that we were not going to use any of my great rock and roll records. This is how dedicated to the feel we wanted to get in that station. There was a dearth, an absolute dearth of album music. There was so much good music on the 12-inch LPs that was not being played, especially daytime radio. We were only a daytime station, sun up to sundown.
Becky Phillips, she was the final word on what we played. She spent a lot of time listening to the new albums. She wasn't judging it for whether the song was any good or not. She was judging it for tempo and bad words. She'd say, says damn. That means, no, you cannot play this. And she would put a note on the song itself telling us what kind of tempo we would play. Fast, slow, medium. Fast, slow, medium.
This is Nancy Wayne, WHER, 1960 through 62. I've always loved radio. I like that whole theater of imagination. And of course, our voice was what we had to sell at that time. Even though I sound scratchy and full of smoke, at the time, I had a pretty voice. I played as close to classical jazz as I was allowed to. I put together a show that was based on that very specified format and tried occasionally to slip something in.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root.
Carmen McRae had this song, Strange Fruit. Well, the first time I heard it, the hair on my head just stood up. So I played the song. I thought, wow, this is so good. I thought it was a song other people needed to hear.
This is WHER Radio, America's first all-girl radio station, Memphis, Tennessee. WHER operates
Page
on
two.
Its assigned frequency.
Birthday in the family, WHER, Memphis, Tennessee, 15 years today. You know what WHER stands for? H-E-R is for her. It's an all-girl radio station, except for manager Charlie Sullivan and me. All those 15 years, girl announcers only, at WHER in Memphis. Fugitive Timothy Leary in Algeria with some Black Panthers says he's going to sneak back into the United States next Tuesday. Don't bet on it. Washington, D.C.'s National Press Club has voted no women. Members have voted to continue to keep women journalists out of our National Press Club. My Washington colleagues are always most liberal when it comes to how other people should integrate. Paul Harvey. Good day.
Next episode, we continue the story of WHER, changing times for the all-girls station as the 50s bump into the 60s.
WHER 1000 Beautiful Watts was produced by the Kitchen Sisters with Valerie Velarde and Laura Folger. Mixed by Jim McKee at Earwax Productions. WHER is part of Lost and Found Sound, a series created in collaboration with Jay Allison and NPR, funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the National Endowment for the Humanities.
Fugitive Waves is produced by the Kitchen Sisters with Nathan Dalton and Brandy Howe. You can follow us on Twitter at Kitchen Sisters or share your photos on Instagram.
To see photographs of Becky Phillips and Betty Berger and more of the WHER girls, visit kitchensisters.org/fugitivewaves.
Fugitive Waves is part of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of the best story-driven, creative, cutting-edge radio shows on Earth.
There are so many new Radiotopia shows out this week. Take a listen to the new Mortified, what happens when a shy teenager with a speech impediment confronts his fear of speaking to the girl of his dreams. And Radio Diaries. Joe Richmond speaks to one of our big heroes in public radio and the world, Bill Siemering, the author of the original NPR mission statement about the past and the future of radio. Spoiler alert, Bill is very optimistic.
Get to know your new favorite shows at radiotopia.fm.
Radiotopia is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork.
If you'd like to become a sponsor of Fugitive Waves or other shows like it, email sponsor@prx.org.
There are several ways you can help support Fugitive Waves. You can write a review, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter, like the Kitchen Sisters on Facebook. All of this helps with sponsorships. And you can tell your friends to listen. That's probably the most important thing. Also, you could buy a t-shirt. We're creating a gallery of Fugitive Waves friends. You can be part of it. Just send us a photo of you in your Fugitive Waves t-shirt and we'll post it on our site.
And don't forget to subscribe to Fugitive Waves, stories from the flip side of history.
Radiotopia.
You're listening to the musical progressions of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick.
control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on.
9, 8, 7, 6.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. And I'm floating in a most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can.
Martin with Space Oddity, and before that, Calliope with California Dreaming. Digging deep into the crates here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Saying hello to all listeners on WSCS and WMNB. Thanks for listening. This is DJ Frederick.